USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Almost on a daily basis, people in Ukraine are asking for help. From the highest levels of the Ukrainian government to the leaders of the local towns, there have been desperate calls for more support to fight the Russian invasion.
We need the weapons. We need support with the weapons because weapons question is the main priority right now for Ukrainian soldier, for our army. We're ready to fight.
Vitaly Klitschko is the mayor of Kyiv. He spoke on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures. On Saturday, Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky said he needs more planes and air defense missiles. He said these are things that our partners have that are just sitting there collecting dust. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. Have you heard the latest about how vitamin D3 is essential to your health? A new peer-reviewed study showed mortality rates dropped dramatically if a COVID patient has healthy levels of vitamin D. Many studies showed it also helps with healthy weight management, but most Americans are clinically deficient in vitamin D3. Our favorite CBD company, Sons of Liberty CBD, has partnered with a brilliant team of scientists to bring an amazing new vitamin D product to market. Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray provides 15,000 I use daily. It tastes great. It's in your bloodstream instantly. Everyone should think about supplementation with Sons of Liberty Vitamin D3 Spray. Each bottle contains a 2-month supply and is small enough to take on a plane. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com. This is offering a discount of 15% off every product forever when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get 15% off.
Just as communities across the central U.S. were starting to feel like spring, another dose of winter is expected to come midweek. The warm weather that began across much of the Rockies is expected to spill over into Monday, and temperatures on Monday could be near record levels. But on Tuesday, forecasters say winter weather will happen across the center of the country. The same storm is anticipated to bring rain to portions of California. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Foreign Minister Yair Lapid of Israel and leaders from 4 Arab countries in Jerusalem to kick off a trip intended to revive Iran nuclear deal negotiations. Talks to finalize the nuclear agreement were paused in recent weeks amid the Russian invasion of Ukraine, but U.S. officials have warned that Iran is just weeks away from being able to produce enough material needed to make a nuclear bomb. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
The Biden administration is proposing a plan to tax the ultra-wealthy. USA's Chris Russell reports.
A report by Politico says the taxation question is part of President Biden's 2023 budget proposal, which is expected to be announced tomorrow. An element of the proposed tax hike on the wealthy would touch on unrealized gains in addition to measurable income. The president wants a minimum of 20% taxation on the combination of income and unrealized gains, which, if enacted, would bring in more than $360 billion extra dollars in tax revenue to the federal government over the next decade.
Evacuations are in effect near the city of Boulder, Colorado, due to a fast-moving wildfire. The fire is burning near the Table Mesa neighborhoods and the National Center for Atmospheric Research. Personal data for about 820,000 current and former public school students in New York City was compromised in the hack of a popular online attendance system. Officials say this is the biggest breach of K-12 student data in U.S. history. The Education Department said the hack occurred in January, which prompted a week-long suspension of the widely used attendance and grading systems, Schedula, and PupilPath platforms. The hack affected current public students as well as past ones dating back to 2016. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.